Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for listening to the Red Light Sports Ramble. I am Evan Witalis, and your host here tonight, and I am flying solo. For those that may not have seen the Facebook Live video, I did go on Facebook Live, just talked about a little bit of changes to the network for the time being. So I'm going to be doing more solo shows. I'm not going to be doing the live podcast every night. I'm going to be doing some live videos via Facebook, and you can access that on facebook.com/Red Light Sports Network. Search for us, search for Red Light Sports Network, and you can find us on you can find me on Facebook, our fan page, and give it a like. And I'm going to be doing more live videos, have some up right now. Podcasts are going to be a little, not as frequently, but I will be doing some podcasts as well. So just some changes for the time being. Troy is temporarily stepping away on sabbatical. He will join when he can, would be the best way to say it. So a few topics to talk about tonight, two kind of controversial. One, I guess, you know, it can be considered controversial for Packer fans. However, first two, you know, controversial for, you know, I would say more controversial. So I'm going to talk a little Aaron Hernandez, and I know most people probably don't want to hear that, but I am going to, you know, comment on it, give my opinions on the whole matter, not spend a lot of time on it. I'm going to talk about the Patriots' visit to the White House today, give my opinion on, you know, people skipping out on that, and then talk some A.J. Hawk. A.J. Hawk officially retired. He retired as a Green Bay Packer, and I want to talk about his legacy as a Packer. I personally feel that Hawk is a little unfairly, you know, unfairly criticized and talked down to, and people get on him, I think, a little bit unfairly. So I'm going to talk A.J. Hawk and what his legacy is and what it should be. So, but first thing, to A.J. Hawk, before I get to the Patriots, I'm going to go back to Aaron Hernandez. So, now, Aaron Hernandez, former New England Patriot tight end, charged and convicted of first-degree murder, serving a life sentence in prison, just got acquitted of two other murders. He was found dead in his jail cell at about 3 a.m. This morning. So I've seen lots of people chiming in, either saying it's a conspiracy, it's fake, he was murdered, and yada, yada, yada. So I want to give my thought on it. And then people, you know, cracking jokes all over the place about it, too. So Aaron Hernandez was a horrible person who made horrible decisions, who affected many, many lives. And him himself does not deserve any sympathy or kind words. He's a man that had all the talent in the world, just signed a huge contract with the Patriots, and he threw it all away because the streets had a bigger pull to him in the game of football. Dealing drugs, dealing with guns, running with the street gangs, that had a little more That he enjoyed more than playing football. And that's what ended up, you know, taking his life. You know, I know he got involved with the gang life when he was in high school. But he left when he went to Florida. And then when he got drafted by the Patriots, he went back to where he had the gang life. He grew up in Bristol, Connecticut. And I'm not saying at all that the Patriots are to blame. So I'm not pointing the finger at the Patriots. But at the end of the day, the Patriots drafting him was probably the worst thing that ever happened to him. Now, at the end of the day, if you want to live that lifestyle, regardless of where you are, you're going to go find it. You're going to go figure it out. You're going to go find it. You're going to go run that life. But if he would have been drafted, let's say, by the Packers or the Cardinals, Maybe it would have been difficult for him to reconnect with those gangs back home he used to run with. So, but Hernandez made his own decisions, affected lives, shattered families, including his own. But I can't sit here and joke about his death. I can't sit here celebrating his death. You know, a girl did lose her father. A woman lost her son. You know, a mother lost her son. And with all the talking about it that this has been getting nonstop today, all the jokes all over the place on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, first lead stories on every single sports show, you know, this is could be making the families of who he affected, Odin Lloyd and the other families that he just got acquitted of for killing. They might be reliving these tragedies all over again. I don't think they're celebrating this man's death tonight. I don't think they're jumping up in joy for the fact that this man took his own life. I think, you know, this is forcing them to have to relive the whole experience all over again. Seeing this man is, this man's picture plastered all over the news again. So that's kind of my thought on it. On the whole situation. I find it hard to crack jokes at a time when a lot of lives were completely shattered by this man. Even, you know, I'm even talking about his own family. So that's my thought on Aaron Hernandez. You know, we don't feel sorry for the man, Aaron Hernandez, but we can feel sorry for his daughter, for his mother, for Odin Lloyd, and for the other people whose lives that he shattered. So that's my thought on that. Now, moving on, the New England Patriots visited the White House today to get celebrated by President Donald Trump, the first team who won a championship to visit the White House. Number of players and former players refused to go or just didn't go. I believe only 34 of the Patriots players from the 2016 season attended. That's down from 50 of the 53 from the last time they visited the White House. And I know when some players like Martellus Bennett was saying that they're refusing to go, there are a lot of people being extremely critical of them making that decision, saying they need to respect the office and respect the Trump as the president and yada, yada, yada. Well, I have no problem with those that decided not to go to the White House. That is their personal decision. They stayed home. You know, and I know that, for instance, Tom Brady didn't go, but his is more family related. His mom's sick, from my understanding. And I don't know if that had to do with why he wasn't there, but he says it was a family matter. But so, a lot of them didn't go because they don't support Trump. They do not support him. They have that right. They don't have to go to the White House. You don't have to force them to go. They have that right if they want to go or not. So we have these rights, we have these things that allow us by the Constitution that we can protest. You know, we can share our freedom of speech if we want to. We are all able to have our opinions. And I don't care who the president is, if I don't want to go, I don't have to go. And I'm not going to criticize someone for not going. Now, the same people criticizing the guys for not going also have that right, too. But I just think it's a waste of time criticizing people that decide that they don't want to go see the president. That's their right. That's their decision. You don't need to get all uproared and freaked out and mad because somebody's insulting Trump. I personally don't like Trump. I don't know if I would go at this moment right now. But I'm not going to bash and attack someone that's a Trump supporter, and I'm not going to bash or attack someone that doesn't support Trump. And I love the hypocrisy around this whole situation. I just love the hypocrisy. You have Tom Brady, when President Obama was president, when the Patriots won the Super Bowl, refused to go to the White House to visit with the president because he did not support President Obama's ideas. Nobody said a word. Nobody. Tom Brady didn't even say nothing. But when Martellus Bennett starts speaking up and other players start speaking up, we automatically are extremely critical and bashing them, and Tom Brady's talking about how the people should go. Now, I don't, if you support, you know, the president, current president, that's fine. If you didn't support the past president, that's fine. If you supported the past president, that's fine. That's your right. But one thing I can't stand is hypocrisy. I can't stand hypocrites. I can't stand people being complete hypocrites. It drives me nuts. You know, Tom Brady doesn't go when President Obama's president, but then he criticizes people for not going when Trump's president. To me, that's being a hypocrite. But those players have the right to go to the to the White House if they want to or not. They don't have to go. And some of those guys aren't even Patriots anymore. Martellus Bennett is now currently a Green Bay Packer, which I'm very excited for. So that's my thought on the matter. I don't think it matters if players went to the White House or not. When President Obama was president, when President Bush was president, when President Clinton was president, nor when President Trump was president. I don't think it really matters too much. So that's my opinion on that. And if you have a different opinion, I want to hear it. You can shoot me a tweet at Evan Witt Sports. That's at Evan, that's EVAN Witt, WIT Sports. Give me a follow on Twitter and tweet at me and let me know your thoughts on guys not going to the White House to meet the president. I personally don't have a problem with it. If that's what they want to do, that's fine to them. That's fine by me. They can do what they want to do. So I don't think they need to, kiss the president's ass if they don't support him. You know, I probably wouldn't go if I was on the Patriots. I probably wouldn't go myself. I'm not a supporter of them, and I'm not going to force myself to go shake hands and meet someone that I don't support. I know it's an opportunity to meet the president, the, quote, leader of the free world, but I just wouldn't feel right, you know, acting all jolly and happy with somebody that I don't support. And I don't have a problem for the people that didn't want to go. I just don't have a problem with that. So, opinion there. So, moving on, last topic of the night, we're probably going to get done soon, is A.J. Hawk. What is A.J. Hawk's legacy as a Green Bay Packer? I see a lot of people bashing A.J. Hawk on Twitter, criticizing A.J. Hawk, talking about how he is trash, one of the worst draft picks in Packer history. It was stupid to draft him, blah, blah, blah. I think A.J. Hawk is an unfair shake. I really do. I think he was a hell of a football player. He played a long, solid career in Green Bay. He was very steady, very dependable. He did the job. Was he a superstar? No. He was drafted a fifth overall to be a game-changing linebacker. I understand that. But it's not what he ended up being. It happened sometimes. Guys, what they did at the college level doesn't translate to the pros. But he wasn't a bust. He was a very solid football player. If A.J. Hawk would have been drafted at number 29 instead of number 5, people were very happy with A.J. Hawk and applauding him and celebrating him. But he's the franchise's all-time leading tackler, and he's just, he did his job. He was very steady, very steady in there in the middle. His best season came in 2010 when he had Desmond Bishop next to him in the middle, Nick Barnett next to him in the middle. When he actually had a good football player next to him in the middle, he did pretty good. They weren't asking him to do things that he shouldn't be doing. But when Desmond Bishop got hurt, Nick Barnett got hurt, then they put Brad Jones next to him. Jones, as you know, Bill Michaels from a sports talk show in Wisconsin calls him, looks like Tarzan played like Jane. That was Brad Jones. He had the look of a hell of a football player, but he was soft. He was very soft. He could never translate the physical ability that he had to the football field, and I think A.J. Hawk struggled for it, and he had to lift him up a lot to try to make Brad Jones look better. And, you know, Brad Jones was never anything special, especially in Green Bay. And he's not playing anywhere really at all now. But A.J. Hawk in Green Bay was a class act, did all the right things, did his job the right way. And no, he wasn't the playmaking superstar that we were all hoping he was going to be when the Packers drafted him fifth overall. But at the end of the day, he was a good football player. And I think long term, he's going to be remembered as being a very steady, dependable football player. You know, I put the poll out there, should A.J. Hawk be inducted into the Green Bay Packers Hall of Fame? I think he should. I think he will be. I think it's a no-brainer. And I have right now 83% of the people say yes, 17% of the people say no. A.J. Hawk is a Green Bay Packer Hall of Famer. He will be inducted into the Green Bay Packer Hall of Fame very, very shortly. So I think A.J. Hawk is an unfair rep from people because of where he was drafted. As I said, if he was drafted 25th or 29th overall, we're all happy with A.J. Hawk and his performance and what he did as a Packer. So those are my thoughts. I want to thank you all for giving me a listen. You can tweet at me at EvanWithSports. Give me your thoughts. Give me your opinions. And look for more live videos on Facebook, facebook.com/RedLightSportsNetwork. Look for some more live videos on Facebook while I'm talking sports and talking to mostly Bucks and Brewers on there. But I'll talk NBA playoffs. I'll talk, you know, the NFL schedule is being released tomorrow. I'll go through the schedule game by game for the Green Bay Packers and go through team periodically breaking down their schedule. So thank you for listening. I appreciate you all. Give me some feedback. Let me know what you think of the show. And I will get back at you all tomorrow night. Thank you all for listening. Have a good night.